The Torah this week's parsha says, after the plague of the Tzardea, Vayar Paro ki haysahar vacha, v'hafbedis libo v'lo shama lehen kasher diber Hashem. So it says that Paro saw that was there was the rivacha, there was this interregnum, there was this relief from the plague, and he hardened his heart and he didn't listen to them as God said was going to happen. The Rishonim noted this word rivacha, and subsequently, not a Rishon, the Kli Yakar talks about what this means. Vayar paro ki haysahar vacha. And he has an interesting explanation. He says that, you know what happened when the frogs all died and they stopped croaking or started croaking. So the plague wasn't over because the Torah says, the earth stank. So here's a case where you would have thought that Paro would not have hardened his heart so fast after the plague passed, because the plague hadn't passed. Right? You understand that when the water stopped being blood and turned back to water, so Paro now hardened his heart. So the Kli Yakar has an interesting explanation. He says that no, why is it that the Rivacha was helpful to Paro? What's Vayar Paro Kesavracha? The Rivacha was that the frogs were no longer alive and jumping all around. Ah, it still smelled. So he says, Ravacham doesn't mean the relief from the plague. The Ravacham meant that Eretz Yisrael was a good place, so if the frogs smelled a little bit, he had places to go, and it wasn't so bad. And therefore, Paro was able to harden his heart because he wasn't so bothered by the plague anymore. I would like to suggest something else. And part of it is focusing on a different aspect here. What is the Ravacha that Paro saw, that the Torah describes and chooses to focus on that, and that's why Paro hardens his heart. And there's another interesting aspect here. Vayar Paro. If you look at the Makos, the 10 Makos, there are only two places where it says Vayar Paro. One is here, and the other is Vayar Paro, ki chadal habarad v'hamatar v'hakolos v'yosef lachatam. The only place. What does it mean, Vayar Paro? What is the significance that the Torah, in effect, links these two makos? Rashi, briefly on Sfardea and later on Arov, makes a comment quoting from the Midrashim about the plague of the frogs. He uses an unusual verse, the frogs were mekarkarim. They were, I don't know, croaking, they were making lots and lots of noise. And aside from whatever else the frogs were doing, they were making the Egyptians and Paro crazy because of this din that wouldn't stop. So at least when the frogs died, even if they stank, you didn't have to hear them. So, noise for Paro was the only time he could sense God, Vayar Paro. The only time he had a sense that he couldn't focus and he was afraid of God was God was having to make a lot of noise. But once the silence came, once it was ki haysahar vacha, the frogs were dead and not croaking, and when the kolos had stopped, Paro could no longer find God. In last week's parsha, we read that Paro says to them when Moshe comes, "Nirpim atem nirpim, lachin atem omrim nelchav enisbachal Hashem." Paro, the way he interpreted this situation, was that the Jewish people weren't working very hard, so they had too much time on their hands, so they came up with an idea, oh, let's go make a festival and slaughter to God. But Paro got things backwards. He assumed they were slacking off and needed something to do. In reality, they wanted to sacrifice to God. But in order to connect to God, you have to stop the hustle and bustle. You have to stop doing everything else. In Sefer Melachim, there's a somewhat famous passage when Eliyahu got fed up with the Jewish people and their shenanigans. He complained to God. He indicted them. And he goes out to Midbar Sinai. He goes out to the Ma'arim, which Moshe was in. He's in that nook. And it says, V'inei Hashem over, Ruach Gedolah, God will pass by. And there's a great wind, the chazak, and powerful. Mifarei karim mishaber slifnei Hashem. Lova Ruach Hashem. God is not in that wind. V'achar ruach rash. There is either huge noise, earth shaking. It's the same. Lova rash Hashem. God is not in that noise either. After the rash is fire, roaring fire. Lova ish Hashem, God is not in the fire. Yachar ish, call the mamadaka. After the fire, it's a quiet voice. As soon as Elio hears that, he covers himself, he understands. The Barbanel writes, Hayaha kol ha'eloki the mama. This voice, the sound of God, is in silence. Behi hashika veheder hadibur. It is in the silence. It is in the refraining from speech. God can only be found in the silence, not in the deafening noise. The Sifra, Toras Kohanim on Vayikra, talks about why you have parsha breaks in the Torah. What is the function of these hafsakos? The Sifra writes, "V'chima hayu hafsakos meshamshos." What do these pauses, these breaks serve? Litein revach leMoshe lehisponein ben parsha leParsha. To give Moshe Rabbeinu the opportunity to reflect between parshas. Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped talking, and there's silence between the parshas. V'arei dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma im mishu shomea mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu medarbe beruach HaKodesh tzarech lesbonim in parsha leparsha v'inim v'inim. Someone who hears the Ribbono Shel talking to him needs that silence in between, in effect, to connect to what God is saying. Al achas kama v'kama hejot ben hejot. How much more so when two individuals are talking? We live in a culture which feels the need to fill every space with noise. You can hardly see a person walking around without earbuds, without watching something. Can there be any empty moments in which we are alone with our thoughts, that we have no need to fill with something else? Sarach must only be partial pressure. When we don't have silences, it's hard to reform relationships with other people. And it's those relationships that lead us to a healthy place in the world. When you walk around consumed by this, with the earbuds in, you're oblivious to everybody around you. And you step into a classroom before the class begins, and everyone is like this, their phone. You can't develop relationships with other people. It's also hard to have a relationship with God, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is found in the Kol D'Mamadaka, in the Heder HaDibur. That is the only real way to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Time when we are alone in our thoughts. When we're sleeping, it turns out that our brains are doing serious work, solidifying our memories. People used to think sleeping was a waste of time. It turns out sleeping, which is the ultimate Heder HaDibur, can actually be rather productive. But we live in a culture which abhors silence. Think about the role of social media. It probably predates this issue of social media, but social media combined with our phones has made it possible to fill every space and every moment. Think Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. There's no time to contemplate. You have to be the first one to respond. You got to get in a response. That's how everything is determined. It can't be any revach l'sbonim being partial, partial. But what we really need is the kol d'mamadaka. To do that, we need to slow down and make places and times of silence. The more silence we create, the more easily we can hear that call of Amadak. Paro didn't understand this. When the noise stopped, when the revacha from the sound of the frogs came, when it was chadal hakolos, he could no longer feel the presence of God. But that was Paro. That's not what we aspire to. Paro couldn't understand that the Jewish people's desire to worship God wasn't because they had this free time because they were near Pin. They needed the free time in order so that they could connect with their Baruch Shalom. I'm not arguing here for being a light. Certain technologies are probably here to stay. And some of them can be, when used properly and controlled, very useful. But in the same way that the use of GPS has atrophied parts of people's brains that they used to use to navigate, so too all of the noise has weakened our ability to stop and to contemplate and to be able to hear God's voice, to be alone with ourselves and to be able to hear the call to Ramadan. I would advise you and myself and all of us that we need to create limits for ourselves to get out of some of the toxic spaces that we occupy, to find the ravacha that we so desperately need, and to start to listen for that call to Ramadan.